Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and today is May 14th, 2026. So as much as I can, I like to jump on to YouTube and create a little recording to go over things because, of course, these are complicated times and complicated cosmos energy, if you have to know. So today we have the moon in the sign of Aries, but the moon is dimming. It's not as strong. And of course, she's further away from the earth too. So that maybe lessens some of your intuition or some of your feelings for things. But we also have many, many planets in the sign of Aries. We've got Saturn there. We've got Eris and Chiron, who will be leaving the sign of Aries. And so this puts a lot of emphasis on the fire energy. Sometimes it's angst, sometimes anger. There's a greater chance for arguments, maybe anger, impulsive roughness, or what I like to say, hanger, hangry, a combination of hungry and angry. And I think with the sun in the sign of Taurus, I think that's very possible. It's a real phenomenon supported by science where you might experience irritability, angry, and frustration and intolerance because you're hungry or there's a lack of food or you just don't know what you want to eat. Today, the sun is in the sign of Taurus and the sign of Taurus rules material pleasures, possessions, and a determination to acquire all the good things life has to offer. The sun in Taurus is adept at getting what it wants because it's methodical and it doesn't give up, whatever that may be. And so you're able to tie your needs, the moon, to your desires, the sun, and get what you want today. The sun in Taurus might be the complete opposite of the sign of Aries. Taurus is slow to Aries' quickness and methodical to Aries' impulsiveness. The sign of Taurus follows through on all of Aries' unfinished projects. The sun in Taurus can harness the energy of the sign of Aries and use it productively. The sign of Taurus has a unique understanding of the Mars-ruled sign of Aries because everything that Aries is already included in the sign of Taurus because every sun sign is the culmination of the signs before it, but the exact antithesis of it, the exact opposite. Figure that out. That's an excerpt from my upcoming book with a unique perspective on sun signs that I'm in the process of writing. So today, the planet of thinking, news, information, communications, and timing, Mercury, connects to the sun, along with the moon, telling you, hey, wake up, you can do anything. And this aspect changes your thinking or your perspective going forward. And there's also a Venus-Mars influence going on underneath it all. And maybe you find the courage to have a conversation with a new love interest. Aries, you could certainly be a little wary of information calls and text messages that come your way. And I guess you're just going to have to get used to Neptune in your sun sign or first house if you're an Aries rising. The ruler of paranoia and imagination, that's Neptune. But it isn't that just how things are going to go these days. You think the worst, you get anxious, and then you realize, oh, everything is in perfect order. How nice. It's not as bad as you thought. And once you feel confident and you get back into putting all your good ideas to good use and all that imagination you have in you to great use, I know you're going to be a success. It's been rough on your nerves and your health too, but if you focus on repairing your health and your body, you can get it all back. You're wise beyond your beliefs with Pallas in your sun sign right now. Figure out what's ahead for you. Book a consultation with me. Taurus, happy solar return. You're the sun's favorite sun sign right now. The sun realigns you, making you more confident because you've got that solar glow, and the sun heats you up a little bit, makes you happy. You have a particular insight into your own fears and your subconscious motivations that you never had before, and how you do things that are contrary to getting ahead in life and being happy, what we call self-undoing. Maybe you don't want to mess up a new romance or put your stuff on your children. So you're motivated to understand what makes you tick and how you can overcome your fears. You have big dreams and big dreams can come true. So you don't want to get in your own way, do you? I can't think of a better time to get in alignment with yourself. In love, be patient. Don't jump to conclusions. There's something you will be learning very shortly. Gemini, it's countdown time to your solar return, which is in about a week, and then you'll be the sun's favorite sun sign. Then you'll be even more confident than you are right now. Maybe right now you realize that you're the favorite of Uranus and Venus, and you can think outside of the box. And maybe as you adjust to this new Uranus energy, you think to yourself, can I, should I say this and be so bold? As Uranus downloads information to you. In astrology, Uranus gives his genius ideas to but a few people all at once, and he has no interest on where they're going to grow, where they're going to take root or sprout. And I can assure you, if you don't jump on his genius ideas, someone else will. So listen carefully to the ideas and the inspirations that you're getting right now, or you'll end up saying to yourself sometime in the future, hey, that was my idea. So it's your time to be more Uranian and change the course of your life. Yes, it can happen. Or you can sit in your worries about money and wonder, what do I want to eat today for lunch or dinner? Or you can try new things on for size and see what works. Cancer, the pressure is on, and there's a planet to do or what you want to do. Your 10th house of career and business and success and ambitions is filled to the brim with cosmic energies. And so this brings a lot of pressure onto your sun sign. But don't get overwhelmed, get busy. And when you get busy, you'll do your best. You'll see things change and any hesitation or overwhelming feelings of fear will fade. It's not the time to keep score or do nothing. Honestly, Saturn doesn't like inertia and he'll punish you for that. So you have to stay busy. You have to work hard. He rewards hard work. And some of you can waste a lot of time getting involved in a lawsuit or skirmishes that's filled with confusion and finger pointing, or you can doubt your own religious and spiritual advisors and lose your faith. All those things are possible. And some of you can actually feel a kind of spiritual pressure on you. You gain through your career and one thing leads to another, opening the doors for new money-making opportunities. That's a fact. Leo, with Jupiter in your 12th house, you may spend a lot of time waiting by the phone, on vacation, waiting for a response, waiting for a lover to come over or to get an answer for a big question or something that you want to start. This can make you a little emotional and sometimes not in a good way. But Jupiter will change signs and enter your sun sign in about a month and everything will change. And that means next month is critical. I know you think of Jupiter as Santa Claus, but I, as an astrologer, think of Jupiter as fortunate, but not always in a direct way. He is, after all, a wise teacher. You can go too far with a full ninth house, an astrological house that Jupiter rules. It's over the top, and some might accuse you and tell you too much already. Relax, do the right thing, guard your reputation, and don't make too many huge moves right now. Avoid lawsuits, issues with red tape, government, issues with foreigners or foreign travel if you can. In love, you reconcile with a very complicated lover. Virgo, the Taurus sun favors you. And yes, of course, you're thinking about all the mistakes that you made and all the pain and chaos of Uranus and Taurus, but that's all in the past now. And don't be surprised if you have a dream, a nighttime dream, or your perspective changes. And when someone disrespects you, you don't put up with it in the same way. No matter how much in love or devoted you are, your parental side steps in and draws a line. Uranus is in your 10th house. And he's clearer in his thinking than he was in the sign of Taurus. So no matter how much it hurts you, you might cut somebody off because, well, because of survival. You have a limited amount of energy to invest. And it's more beneficial right now to invest that energy, your energy, on working hard and pursuing your ambitions and career. You aspire to become someone important these days. And you often wonder, How did that person make it? How did they achieve their success? And then you realize, I can do that too. Okay then, let's do it. Libra, it's entirely possible that you've learned some lessons in business, your career, professional life, and hopefully you've kept your reputation intact and the neighbors didn't see anything that they shouldn't see. Let's just say that. Things that got you excited in your career may have worked out, and there may be still be more to learn because you're on a fast track to success. And now you're more comfortable maybe with the whole process of learning, taking your time and doing things the right way, passing tests and not taking any shortcuts. Maybe you don't even see the shortcut and you're willing to take the time to do things. You could turn out to be a long-term student or world traveler. You might take your bird watching or pickleball hobbies to a new level. Along the way, you'll fall in love with the most difficult people that you absolutely adore. Scorpio, it's time for love. You can become intrigued with another person who enlightens you and changes your thinking and really sparks your imagination. And you might say, wow, I never thought about things that way or from that perspective. And this could happen when you see someone in a different light. Maybe it's somebody that you already know and you just see them in a different light. Perhaps there's someone you never considered as a potential love interest, but today you find yourself viewing them in that way. Conversely, someone you once saw as a potential love interest, well, maybe you no longer see them in that way. It really depends on your personal planets. And there can be someone in your neighborhood or at work with whom you partner with and get close to. If you find love on the job, though, you'll need to be careful. Sagittarius, you may have been too harsh or overly judgmental towards someone or even everyone, but that changes today. If you held an opinion about someone thinking, oh, they're wrong or they're not that great, you might start to see them differently also. Alternatively, you might decide to stick with your initial opinion and move on to someone new. Your past reasons for staying in a relationship or friendly with someone are likely to change as well. If you needed someone's help or they needed you or they were a source of comfort or groundedness for you, you no longer need that. You're quite capable on your own. So your reasoning for staying in a relationship is completely upended. Conversely, someone's reason for staying with you changes too. Capricorn, as a Capricorn, you're super competitive and not everybody really realizes how fierce you are because you have a very quiet nature about you. But you're also more guarded and private, not letting too many people these days get into your inner circle. You may be a homebody. You may also be dealing with lots of emotions and feelings that you have to get under control. It's not just your ruler Saturn in your fourth house, but so many more cosmic influences, some of which will change shortly, so hang in there. So you won't always have this cloud over you. No, it will get better. Your income, housing, paying bills, those tummy troubles and paying the rent that can get in the way of what you love to do, being ambitious and reaching goals, these things will change. Until then, you have to find a pick-me-up. You have to find something that puts a smile on your face and keeps you going. And you're a pro at that. Things that make you smile and make you happy. Fortunately, your luck improves today as you put a creative idea to work. And guess what? Everyone notices. Aquarius, the planet Pluto definitely makes you stand out. And when you least expect it, people whistle at you from across the feet and find you super attractive when you weren't even looking. And that's one of the perks of having Pluto in your sun sign or your first house. You look mysterious. Your eyes are deeper than usual. You have a je ne sais quoi about you. It's quite intoxicating to others. You don't even notice because you're not looking around, but deep in thought. And you too are wondering about your future, worried about money, and you take any job just to keep busy. That's not a bad thing. No worries, that's all going to change. Any exposure or opportunity you get to show off your skills, take it for heaven's sakes. Good fortune comes, so don't even question it. Pisces, for a brief moment in time, maybe a couple weeks, the lunar nodes can change things in unexpected ways. And you might find that something interrupts your plans, forcing you to spend money when you thought you could keep it all to yourself. It's important to be a generous giver and help others when you're called upon to do so. This situation could be a cosmic test from the universe, as the lunar nodes and Saturn often bring such challenging tests. If you choose not to help and act like Scrooge or the Grinch, consider the future consequences. You might one day need help, or the very person you mistreated or denied help could become very successful. On the other hand, you might lose touch with an important person. Saturn teaches you that selfishness doesn't pay. Well, that's all I have for now. Go beyond the sun sign if you have a prediction addiction. Learn the astrological techniques and cosmic cycles that I use to predict the future. Subscribe to my monthly horoscopes and you can learn so much more.